Chingik in a kukak yukat durasak. Yeshna chatsati. Kiksadi shawu I chat. Chukinadi yadi chatsati. My Chingik name is Kukak. The name that I go by is actually a Cherokee name. My name is Chola Mall.
Chola Mall is a science teacher at Mount Edgecombe High School in Sitka. Her teaching style is innovative and energy-filled. Her students have done everything from watershed restoration research to cognitive studies of their classmates' cell phone use to examining the impact of microplastics on species in Sitka Sound. Now she's being nationally recognized for her work. Earlier this year, she was awarded the Presidential Award for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching. A fellow science teacher in Anchorage nominated her, and the application process was rigorous.
You have to make a video of yourself teaching. It has to be non-edited. It has to be, then you have to do the full lesson plan, and you have to have a ton of questions that you have to answer.
Mall decided to record herself leading students in a herring dissection, incorporating both medical scalpels and traditional knowledge.
Because I started it off singing a Tlingit herring song, to the kids that we had learned the day before.
Because you're going to cut, and that gill raker is right in there, and you're going to cut a piece of it out.
Is it this? Right,
yeah.
Throughout the lesson, students examine different parts of the fish under a microscope.
Yeah, isn't that cool? Where's your guys' microscopes? So your job, or the dissector's job, is to get a microscope.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The relevance of herring goes beyond the dissection tray. Herring is a traditional food for indigenous peoples of Southeast Alaska, and is traded to many of the communities Mount Edgecombe students hail from. Its future as a subsistence resource hangs in the balance between state fisheries management, market demands, and climate change.
Now, what did Alaska Department of Fish and Game tell us the age class of these herring this year? So they said that the population of herring that we have are about 3 years old. Does that mean that some of the fish can be older? And some of the fish can be younger?
Mall says she applied for the award, hoping to bring her students' stories to educators around the country.
I felt like the story that my kids have to tell in the world is an important story. And I feel like the cultural component and the cultural connection that we have to place is important. And I wanted to share that story to a larger audience.
The process pushed her to reflect on why she does what she does and how she can do it better.
And how often do we get an opportunity to really think about that in our profession? So by the time I submitted it, I was like, I've already won. I'm done.
In July, she found out that she did, in fact, win. The award is one of the highest distinctions a science teacher in the United States can receive. The ceremony was a bit different. Rather than flying out to D.C., she joined the other 106 winners of the math and science prizes in a virtual award ceremony via Zoom. Her classroom is a little different, too, these days. The herring lesson, filmed in 2019, feels a world away. No one's wearing a mask, students are crowded around microscopes, and Mall is flitting around the room from one table to the next. Today, pulling off a lab with high school students is much harder. There are new safety concerns that an eyewashing station won't remedy. COVID-19.
Yeah, so I have a box. I have a box in the front of my room that's taped off so I have 6 feet distance from students, and I have a shield. During medium risk, then I am supposed to stay in my box, and I am not supposed to leave my box.
Like teachers everywhere, Mall is figuring out ways to move forward, even with the challenges the coronavirus has created for her classroom. She's reworking lesson plans, finding technical workarounds, and figuring out how to give instructions differently with social distance in mind.
And I can't touch their microscopes. So it's a practice. I'm practicing patience. But it's better because I'm not doing it for them. They have to do it themselves.
Mall finds the light in every opportunity, getting her classroom to a place where students are operating their microscopes with confidence while she stays behind her plastic shield takes more work and planning on her part than it used to. But she says that's all worth it when she thinks about what Mount Edgecombe students are giving up this year in order to peer through those microscopes.
I have students who come here from all over the state, and I value their commitment into traveling so far away from home. And I feel like my job is to make that sacrifice worth it. And I will also say that my kids are here right now in a pandemic for a reason. You don't travel thousands of miles away from home to wear a mask in a room unless you want an education. And that's why I'm here.
Moll hopes to travel to D.C. sometime next year to receive formal recognition and to meet the new president. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.